fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
It's Thursday morning on the record. Time for Fitter Happier. This Sunday marks the start of World Breastfeeding Week, a global celebration that aims to raise awareness on the benefits and importance of breastfeeding for the health and well-being of all. Joining us this morning to discuss all about breastfeeding is Liz Ashton, clinical midwifery consultant from the Women and Newborn Health Service. Welcome, Liz, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your work?
Yeah, sure. I actually came here as a nurse and midwife 30 years ago, and I trained as a lactation consultant in addition to that in 1993. And that was really because I was passionate about trying to support women and their families with breastfeeding on their journey as a new midwife. And I realised I couldn't always provide that support that they needed, so I thought I needed to do more. So I suppose my role as a clinical midwifery consultant is supporting the team that I have of lactation consultants who are all midwives. And we work with families facing particular challenges that range from maybe maternal medical conditions or previous health history that might impact on their feeding, such as, for instance, we might see women who've had a previous episode of or treated for breast cancer. We may have women who've got physical challenge that may impact on their ability to feed the baby. Or in fact have a baby that has some challenges such as a cleft lip and palate. So we often see women antenatally and then follow them from their journey once they give birth and into that postnatal period until hopefully we can help them resolve the challenges that they have. A couple of other things we do is develop clinical guidelines for our midwives to work along, and also I coordinate the Baby Friendly Health Initiative accreditation for the service, which is a global initiative to protect and promote and support breastfeeding.
Fantastic. What is the Breastfeeding Centre of WA?
Well, the Breastfeeding Centre of WA is quite a unique service. We provide ongoing support to breastfeeding families to help them meet their feeding goals. And I suppose it's unfortunate in a way that we are the only service in WA and possibly Australia that actually provides this service in terms of for the ongoing support of mothers and their families. As many organisations really limit access to mothers for from around 2 weeks following the birth, which, well, from what our experience is, perhaps when some of the problems are starting to arise. So the mothers are actually allowed to, well, families come for an appointment with a lactation consultant. They'll have around an hour and a half one-on-one for a comprehensive assessment of the mother and the baby, and support people, as I said, are welcome. We also give appointments via telehealth for some of our country mums, and appointments are mostly limited here to women who have birthed at King Edward, really only because that's the limitation of the service in that we can't support every breastfeeding mother in the state, although we'd like to. So we've just got 3 consulting rooms here, and we've also got an outreach clinic in Joondalup, which is working extremely well because our mothers, with this being a level 6 tertiary hospital, our mums come from all over the state, and so we're trying to think of getting services closer to them. And hopefully later in the year, we will hopefully have also another outreach clinic south of the river, which we're very excited about.
Amazing. This is all information to me. Heaps of resources and services available out there. So let's talk about this year's World Breastfeeding Week theme. So it's about a shared responsibility. What does this message mean?
Okay. Well, we know that we acknowledge that breastfeeding support to individuals is really important. We know that partners, family, friends and the community all have a huge influence really on breastfeeding and how mothers feel about breastfeeding. If you think about particularly women who may go out to feed in public, how people may look or comment, that's a shared responsibility to support all our breastfeeding mums. But it's not just about that. It's also in terms of other support, so in terms of government support for women. So the shared responsibility really is also in terms of it's a public health issue, and therefore we need input from local and federal government. It's important. We've got 95 to 96% of women who start breastfeeding, but unless they're supported in an ongoing fashion, they don't. Very few babies actually get to be exclusively breastfed for 6 months, and that's across Australia. So we do have a national breastfeeding strategy, which the Commonwealth Government developed and COAG Health Council, but unfortunately we haven't had the funding that's needed to help many health departments implement that. So that's where the shared responsibility comes in, and also how, as families, they support their breastfeeding women.
Of course. And what breastfeeding benefits are there for the baby and the mother that aren't commonly known and maybe some mothers may not know about?
Yes, I think I'll just focus on a couple of the ones that we know. So one is around type 2 diabetes. We know that we've got an epidemic of diabetes globally at the moment, and that also includes the women who are developing diabetes in pregnancy. Those women then have a much higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life with many complications. They have increased cardiovascular disease and stroke, nerve damage, poor circulation. However, if we can help and support a mother with gestational diabetes to exclusively breastfeed her baby for only three months, the risk of her lifetime risk of developing type 2 diabetes is actually cut in half. And the longer and the more time she breastfeeds for, the risk reduces even further. So I think that's a really important one for mothers who perhaps have been diagnosed with gestational diabetes. And another thing, I suppose, a hot topic really at the moment is microbiomes. We've seen lots of new research undertaken about microbiomes. We're all hearing about how our gut health is important. And so what we do know is that there's not one chronic disease that people can have that's not been linked to the gut microbiome. So things like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, osteoarthritis, things like celiac disease. And we know our microbiome and our gut health is so important. So for the baby, a baby's first exposed to microbiomes in the womb, and then whilst breastfeeding continues to get exposures from microbiomes in the milk. So that makes sure that the baby does have the correct gut microbiome, and that actually then protects the baby against infection, but also helps reduce that inflammatory process that leads to some of those very chronic diseases that we will actually develop as we get older. Another one is obesity, and we know that breastfed babies are able to control their own intake. And so basically a baby who's breastfed has a reduction in a risk of obesity later on, and it reduces by 4% for every month that child breastfeeds. So many of the benefits of breastfeeding for mothers of babies are dose-related. Any breast milk is a benefit for a baby, and we need to support mothers who struggle with it too.
Oh, it's amazing how it all links together. Yeah, it's information to me. So although there are currently no active cases in the community, if COVID was in the community, can women still breastfeed if they are symptomatic?
Yes, they can, is the straight answer. Unfortunately, when COVID first appeared, women and infants were separated in many countries, luckily not in Australia to my knowledge. However, we know one of the many advantages of breastfeeding is that it protects infection babies from infections, including viruses. And so breast milk continually changes to meet the baby's needs. What the mum doesn't, also we've got advice now from health departments and the World Health Organization, is that women need to continue breastfeeding even when they have COVID. What the mum needs to do is wear a mask, which we know now preventing droplet exposure to her baby when feeding, and using good hand hygiene, which we all should be using in light of COVID rearing its head, and including regular cleaning of all the surfaces in the room that the mother and baby reside in. So absolutely, yes, she needs to continue feeding her baby. Mm-hmm. And if she is particularly unwell, then it's still very important to express her milk and provide that milk to her baby.
Of course. And can breastfeeding women have the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes. It's interesting, there's a US study that looked at 4,500 women who were breastfeeding who were vaccinated, and it showed absolutely minimal disruption of lactation and no adverse impact on the baby. And the Royal College, Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians, just last week also announced that pregnant women who should be routinely offered Pfizer vaccine at any stage of pregnancy and when they're breastfeeding. Because we know that when women have been vaccinated, antibodies to COVID have been found in the cord blood, in the breast milk of vaccinated women, and offer immunity to the baby that way. But also women who have been infected with COVID themselves produce antibodies in the milk to protect their baby. So that's very recent. That's only last week that was announced.
Fantastic. This is information and news to me, and something that I'll hopefully remember maybe one day in the future if I choose to have children. So thank you so much for joining us, Liz.
Very welcome.
Thank you. Bye. That was Liz Ashton, clinical midwifery consultant from the Women and Newborn Health Service. For more information, make sure to go to healthywa.wa.gov.au.